appliance discounters, you'll get these appliances at the lowest price and for a limited time receive 10% back with a purchase of three or more select Bosch appliances. Shop any of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. Kernel quality guaranteed. Limited time offer at participating KFCS. Tax and substitutions extra.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me in the studio, and now you can join us via phone by calling 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS if you would like to play the Harris Challenge. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. And when you play, you're not just answering trivia questions about things that have happened in the news and other things for the last week or so, but you're also vying for valuable prizes. Valuable prizes like these, chosen especially for you by this guy.
Right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card with two locations. They have one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Plus, if you want to go to the Skyview Drive-In...
Skyview Drive-In sponsors the Harris Challenge every week on the North Belt West in Belleville. It's the Skyview Drive-In, great outdoor entertainment under a nice, humid sky.
Yes.
Is that the official slogan of the Skyview Drive-In?
I think so.
In the summer, well, that pretty much is the official slogan of St. Louis.
Yeah, maybe not the humid part so much, but...
What do you care? You're in the car with the air conditioning on.
Well, you can be, or you can sit outside. A lot of people take lawn chairs and sit outside and make a little tailgate party type of thing. It's really cool. And they have a snow cone machine there, too, so you can buy snow cones. So we will give you passes to go to the Skyview Drive-In, and one pass will give you two passes. One pass gets an adult in, and each adult gets two kids in for free.
How about that? All right, if you get all the questions right in your category, you also get a bonus prize for the clean sweep.
I'll tell you what the movies are at the Skyview very quickly.
Okay.
Screen 1, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and X-Men Apocalypse. On Screen 2, it's The Conjuring 2 and The Nice Guys.
Okay. And the bonus prize is?
The bonus prize for the clean sweep is a certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester. In Baldwin, Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to candici's.net.
All right, that's what you're playing for on the Harris Challenge, and let's meet our very first contestant today. Hello, Frank.
Hello, sir.
Hi. Welcome to the Harris Challenge, where you get the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to your friends, or use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement. Go ahead.
I'm just here to have the most fun I can have with my clothes on.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And you choose the first of the three categories that you would like to take a shot at. Led, of course, by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? Category 2, multiple choice female leaders, because this is the week in which we found out that Hillary Clinton has gotten enough to become the presumptive nominee in the Democratic Party. So this is about other countries' female leaders. And the third category is late-night presidents. Which one would you like?
I'll try. Have you been paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Frank, let's play the Harris Challenge. Following last week's killing of a gorilla at the Cincinnati Zoo, what kind of animal caused problems to be getting out of by getting out of its enclosure at a Salt Lake City Zoo this week?
Was it an octopus?
It was a leopard.
Oh.
What kind of animal was seen snacking on human remains again this week in Florida?
Alligator.
Alligator is right. According to the CDC, 17% of teenagers and 38% of U.S. adults are what?
Stupid?
No, obese.
Oh.
Which landmark Los Angeles building has been sold to the man who owns the company that makes Twinkies and Hostess cupcakes?
Playboy Mansion.
That's correct. Which online app announced this week it will no longer be open to anyone under 18? Is it Tinder, Grindr, or Plunder?
Tinder.
Tinder is correct. I just made up Plunder. I think that could be a good dating service for pirates, though.
Yeah, there you go.
I love the answer, stupid.
Yeah, 17% of teenagers and 38% of U.S. adults. Stupid.
I would agree with that.
That's probably correct, but not in the case of this question.
I'll take the over. Frank, you got the alligator for 2 points, the Playboy Mansion for 4 points, and Tinder for 5 points, for a total of 11, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Yay.
Yeah, hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize. By the way, you bought the Playboy Mansion, but you have to keep the old man who lives there as a tenant until he dies with his blonde playmates. Yeah, half ain't moving out. All right, I was going to go to the next line, but line two just dropped, so we'll open that up again for other contestants while I go to line number three. Hello, JC.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
Repeat that, please.
Go ahead and plug something.
Something.
Okay. we can keep it simple. Here are your category choices. Multiple choice female leaders, late night presidents, or our new third category, sports and stuff. That's with a little apostrophe before the end. Sports and stuff.
I'm going to try the late night one.
Okay, late night presidents is the category. JC, let's play the Harris Challenge. With what late night talk show did Mitt Romney appear in 2012 to slow jam the news?
Oh, boy. Letterman?
Jimmy Fallon. When Barack Obama became the first U.S. sitting president to appear on a late-night talk show in March 2009, who was the host he talked with?
Leno.
Correct. When Bill Clinton played the saxophone and sat for an interview on a late-night show in 1992, who was the host?
Gosh, I should remember this one because I watched it.
You can pass if you want.
I'm going to pass.
Which California governor and future president only made one appearance in Late Night on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson in 1975?
That would be the late Ronald Reagan.
That's correct. When John Kennedy became the first major presidential candidate to appear on a late night talk show in 1960, who was the host?
Oh. I know this one also, and I'm drawing a blank.
That was Jack Parr. And Bill Clinton played the saxophone and talked with Arsenio Hall. JC, you got the two, you got the four. That's only 6 points, though. And as you know, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you have to
get punished.
Yes, you do get punished. This week, a guy appeared on America's Got Talent by the name of John Hettlinger. John is 82 years old.
I saw that act.
Okay.
Oh, I did, too.
Let me just play a clip of what he did that night with a song called Bodies by the group Drowning Pool. Sounded like this.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
okay. Stop it right there. Now, I will tell you, people watched this, and A, they were amazed that an 82-year-old guy could scream like that, and B, his off-key rendition of the song, not that different from the actual song,
no.
by Drowning Pool. But that's not why you called. You called because you wanted to hear punishment music you haven't heard before, and so I went online and thought, this guy has to have been caught on tape at some karaoke night. Not only was he caught at a karaoke night, but he was dressed as an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, my gosh.
Here is John Hetlinger, not at 82, but 2 years ago at age 80.
Born at a party in a county jail. Prison gang was there and they began to wail. Bang, it was jumping in
the game. Whoa, not even in time.
No.
Singles rocked out, jailbird sing. Let's rock. Let's rock.
It's our new senior citizen version of Eilert Pilarin, the Swedish Elvis guy.
I just hope I have the spirit and energy in me when I hit that.
Oh, absolutely. Give him credit for that, but he still qualifies as punishment music on this show. JC, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend. Stay cool.
I had fun.
Thank you very much. Here's our third contestant, Nancy Lynn. Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Haven't played in a long time.
Well, welcome back. Plug something while you're here.
The United Workers for the Blind. Hello, guys. I'll be there soon.
Okay. In other words, we're keeping you from getting to work on time.
No.
Oh, okay.
It'll be later tonight.
Which category would you like, Nancy Lynn? We have multiple choice female leaders, sports and stuff, or Jodie Foster movies.
Multiple choice female leaders.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which European country is led by Chancellor Angela Merkel? Is it Spain, Portugal, or Germany?
Germany.
Correct. Which South American country is led by President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner? Is it Brazil, Argentina, or Paraguay?
Oh, boy. Paraguay?
Argentina. Which of these countries is not currently led by a woman? Denmark, Finland, or Norway?
Finland.
Correct. The other two are. Which African country is led by President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf? Is it Liberia, South Sudan, or the Democratic Republic of the Congo?
Liberia?
Correct. Which country is run by Prime Minister Alenka Bratusik? Slovakia, Slovenia, or Poland?
Slovenia?
It is Slovenia, Nancy Lynn, and you got everything but the two-pointer for 13 points. Congratulations.
And I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, but you know what? One out of three shot works out sometimes.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I move on to contestant number four. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, if anybody has some employment out there, I'd be happy to listen to them.
What do you do?
Nothing.
That's the definition of unemployed.
Actually,
right there.
My background is mostly high school and college athletics.
Okay. I hope you find work soon. Good luck with
Thank
that.
You.
Meanwhile, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which category would you like? Sports and stuff or Jodie Foster movies?
Sports and stuff.
60 seconds on the clock. Rich, let's play the Harris Challenge. With what team did Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, win four Stanley Cups during his 26 seasons in the NHL and six in the WHA?
Detroit.
Correct. Which tennis superstar was suspended for 2 years by the International Tennis Foundation after testing positive for a blood flow-boosting drug this week?
Martina Sharapova.
It's Maria Sharapova, but I'll give it to you.
Oh, thank you.
Which Winter Olympic sport is embroiled in a controversy over broom technology?
Curling.
Correct. According to ex-coach Phil Jackson, which former L.A. Laker liked to show up at practice wearing nothing but basketball shoes?
Dennis Rodman.
Shaquille O'Neal. Which morning TV host will not travel to Rio to cover the Summer Olympics because she's pregnant and concerned about the Zika virus?
Oh, boy. She's on a Today Show.
Let me ask the judges if we can accept. She's on the Today Show. Hannah.
No, I don't.
No, we needed the full answer, which is Savannah Guthrie.
Oh, sorry.
That's her name. Rich, I wouldn't have known.
Something about the ratings.
I wouldn't have known that either. Even though it's the number one morning show, I don't watch it. So, but that's okay, Rich, because, no, it's not okay, actually, because all you got is the one, the two, and the three. Yeah, that's only 6 points, so we have to have John Hettlinger come back in here and punish you again.
Fire Murphy waving on the saxophone. And
enough. Rich took it like a man. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you very much for playing, and we'll move on to our final contestant now. Hello, Alan.
Hello there.
Hi. Plug something.
Myself, I'm the world's most knowledgeable human being on everything except for Jodie Foster movies.
So well, then you have chosen the perfect time to play the Harris Challenge.
No, that's what I don't know, is everything except these. But I'll give it a shot.
All right. I will tell you, this is a leftover category from 3 weeks ago when her movie Money Monster came out, which came and went too quickly. I actually enjoyed the movie with George Clooney and Julia Roberts, and directed by Jodie Foster. This is about movies that she did not direct but acted in. 60 seconds on the clock, Alan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Jodie Foster play a teenage hooker opposite Robert De Niro?
Taxi Driver.
Correct. For what 1988 movie did she win an Oscar for playing a rape victim? Correct. What was the name of the character she played in her Oscar-winning role in Silence of the Lambs?
Detective somebody somebody.
We'll go on to the four-pointer. In what movie based on a Carl Sagan book did she play an astronomer who discovers a signal from aliens?
Yeah, like I said, this is not a good one, Bobby.
Want to try the five-pointer?
Go for it.
In what 1976 Body Switch movie did she play the role that would be played by Lindsay Lohan in a 2003 remake?
I wish I had your face. I don't know.
You want to take a guess at any of those?
Nothing's even coming close.
All right.
Sorry.
The last one is Freaky Friday. The Carl Sagan book that was turned into a movie was Contact, and her character on Silence of the Lambs.
Clarice.
That's right. Clarice Starling.
Clarice. Okay. I'm going to hang up for him.
No, Alan.
Oh, do I have to?
Alan, you voluntarily called this show understanding the rules of the Harris Challenge, which means you got to man up and take your punishment when you earn it.
Let's get on with it.
And for your 3 points, here comes John Hettlinger one more time. That's enough.
I hope he's left the building.
Now you can go off and enjoy your weekend. Thanks very much for playing.
Thanks, guys.
That's the Harris Challenge. You can find the archives of previous Harris Challenges on my website, harrisonline.com. And come back here next Friday for another live edition at 5:15 Friday afternoons every week on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.
Meet me.
And it's time to get a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Still have some problems out there. We have that accident on eastbound 44 at Highway 55 that's got things backed up to Compton. A new accident now on southbound 55 south of Highway M, and that's got the left lane blocked. I don't know if we're having signal problems or if there's an accident, and as usual, the camera is pointed in the wrong direction, but on southbound 141 at Highway 21, things are really, really jamming up, and that goes back almost to Highway 30. You also have southbound 141 slowing a little south of Manchester down through Highway 44. I think people bailing out because of that earlier accident on 270. Eastbound 270 running heavy east of McDonald through New Florissant. You're heavy again from Washington or West Florissant out through Bell Fountain. Southbound 170, you had a stall at Del Mar. It looks like we're jammed back approaching Olive. And we have westbound 70 getting much better. They cleared a stall that was at the Earth City Expressway, so now you're slow from Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. Normal slowdown there. This traffic report is brought to you by Firestone. This weekend only at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get up to $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. With you are from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. Football season is coming.
Who cares? The Rams are gone.
I can't believe they left us.
Who are we going to root for?
Who are we going to root for?
We don't have a team.
Oh, yes, we do.
We do?
Mizzou SEC action is still here as the Tigers take on Georgia, LSU, the Florida Gators, Tennessee, Arkansas, and other SEC powerhouse teams this fall.
Who needs the Rams anyway?
That's right. We got Mizzou and the SEC.
Think football has left town? Think again. Mizzou football is here. Exclusively on KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
You know, Mr. Shannon, if this were the 80s, I would be thinking that you're a totally awesome dude.
An awesome dude?
Yeah, you're like totally tubular, Mr. Shannon.
I think you finally lost it, big boy.
No, Mr. Shannon, I'm just feeling nostalgic about the 1980s.
The 80s? Why the 80s, Eddie?
Well, we got our start over at Fast Eddie's in the early 80s, and we think it's pretty rad, Mr. Shannon.
Now, don't have a cow, Eddie, because Fast Eddie's has been pouring the coldest beer in town since Big Hair was in fashion.
Oh, that's excellent, Mr. Shannon.
You know, you've been serving the cheapest and tastiest eats since before the heat was on in 82.
Sure have. That's cool beans, Mr. Shannon.
Well, folks have been chilling out on your huge outdoor patio enjoying killer tunes from the best live bands in town.
That's gnarly, Mr. Shannon.
As long as you're 21 and in the mood, it's never a bummer at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. For directions, go to FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for X-Track, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the X-Track treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with X-Track. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. X-Track uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and we'll help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live X-Track clear. Call 800-761-6141. That's 800-761-6141. 800-761-6141. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-426-0551. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-426-0551. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-426-0551. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-426-0551. 800-426-0551.
Here's a word from Suburban Leisure Center. Save big. Well, that's actually two words, but the point is, you can save 15 to 40% on complete patio furniture sets at Suburban Leisure Center. Finally, you can easily afford to replace that old, rickety, weathered patio furniture by taking advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas, at 15 to 40% off. And because you can actually sit on on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online. What are you waiting for? The 15 to 40% off complete patio furniture sale is for a limited time only. Bottom line, save big. There are those two words again. At Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Here we go. St. Louis summer is here. Now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your air conditioner is ready for the season. Ask about the maintenance agreements. In fact, purchase a new American Standard heating and air conditioning system and receive up to $1,100 rebate or 0% APR for 36 months. Premier Heating and Cooling has over 25 years experience in residential and commercial HVAC. It is a family-owned business, and they work on all brands and all types of heating and cooling equipment. And besides making sure your air conditioning is working properly, do you suffer from allergies? They take care of your indoor air quality as well. So give Premier Heating and Cooling a call. They are at 636-916-1122. You can go online, premierheatingcooling.net, or find them on Facebook. Premier Heating and Cooling, in business for a quarter century for a good reason. Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Tulsa Roughnecks on Saturday, June 11th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
This is Whitey Herzog with Hopper's Pests and Animal Solutions with my good friend Jeff Hopper. I've known Jeff for 25 years, and I want to tell you, he's the greatest mole hunter I've ever known. He's taken my yard with all the pests around my swimming pool, and I've never had a problem. So if you have a problem, call Hopper's at 314-544-7378. That's 314-544-PEST.
Hear that? Of course not, because a dead car battery doesn't make a sound. You know who does make sound? Your daughter. And if you miss her big game, she'll make plenty of angry, high-pitched sounds. Better head to your neighborhood Advance Auto Parts. We offer free battery testing, a 3-year replacement warranty on our platinum batteries, and free installation from one of our parts pros. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
Yeah, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great meals to take home from the Smokehouse. Great meal when you sit down and enjoy it at Annie Gunn's Restaurant. You'll know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof and Trixie the brass pig right in front of the Smokehouse door in the Chesterfield Valley. Hi, I'm Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geiser are here in the studio with me. And now, not from Southern California, but from Northern California, it's Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
What are you doing in Northern California?
None of your beeswax.
Okay. No. I withdraw the question. I'll instruct the jury to disregard.
I'm, that's a joke, get it? Okay, so today we went down to Carmel by the Sea.
Okay, I have to stop you for just a second. We have a terrible connection here.
Are you?
Yeah, we do. Are you on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In San Francisco.
Oh, that, oh there you go. Much better. Yeah, much better.
Better. Wait,
Mike, was somebody talking into the wrong end of the phone again?
No.
Okay.
It sounds much better now.
I don't think you have to be mean.
I was just kidding.
Oh. I never do that.
No, I know.
Did you there?
So, what'd you do in the Bay Area today?
We went to we went down to Carmel to the 17-mile scenic drive, Pebble Beach.
Yeah, how was it?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Carmel?
I've been to Carmel. I've never been on that 17-mile drive.
Beautiful. Carmel's great. It's a great little place.
It's an absolutely great part of the country.
Just quaint. So now we're in San Francisco. We're going to the Giant Dodger game for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Then tomorrow we're going to go to Napa Valley, probably.
Enjoy a little of the freshly picked
vino. I'm going to try having a sip of wine.
Okay.
See what that would be like.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, give it a shot. See if you like it.
Okay.
Maybe incorporate it into your regular daily routine.
I might do that.
Yeah.
Your pop quiz question, here you go. It's a very strange one. How does Donald Trump like his steak? Rare, very rare, well done, or very well done? Answer in a minute. Movie review, little buyers. Conjuring 2.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I didn't see any movies this week.
If you like scary movies, you should go see this. And I don't particularly like them, but you take a house in England full of unbelievable paranormal spooks, a single mother, four children, and 133 minutes, and you're scared. I mean, if you like that kind of thing, it gets 3 stars. Just not my cup of tea, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You like those kind of movies?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't like sci-fi movies either, but it's my job to go see them and to report on what I think, and that's the kind of man I am.
Yeah.
So TV news, Melissa McCarthy and her real-life husband, I don't know, is it Ben Falcon or Falcone?
Falcone, I think, yeah.
I think it's Falcone.
He's in a bunch He's in a bunch of movies with her. Almost every movie,
he's
just about.
He's in like every movie, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he plays that guy who we didn't recognize was her husband.
Yes.
Yeah exactly. He's sort of the Clint Howard.
Exactly.
That's very good.
Very good reference.
Thank you. The movie, the TV sitcom they're doing together is called Nobodies. They will co-star, write, and produce. The show is based on real-life friends of theirs that are real-life TV writers in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Must be pretty good.
Was Mike and Molly a hit?
Yeah. They didn't want them to pull off the air. She took it off the air herself.
Oh. That was not the network decision? That was hers?
No, it was not the network's decision. Remember, she had decent ratings, and they had no trouble selling it.
Huh. Okay.
District attorney in Pennsylvania says he'll ask for a 15-year jail sentence for Bill Cosby if he's found guilty of sexual assault. 15 years.
That's essentially a life sentence.
That is for him, yeah.
Yeah.
Not even NBC staff want to work the Olympics in Rio because of the Zika virus. Now we hear several countries will make decisions in the next couple of weeks whether or not they'll show up for the Olympics.
I saw an item today. 4,000 scientists are saying the Olympics should either be moved or postponed, that it is too dangerous for everyone who will be in Rio this summer because of the Zika virus.
I'm not going.
I'm not either.
There you go. Dan, are you going?
I was thinking about it, but no, I don't think I'm going now.
And Pino's not allowed in Rio.
No, not since the last time.
I can't talk about that.
Not since that donkey incident.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually so concerned about Zika virus, I might not even watch the Olympics.
I know.
Never know with those 4K TV now.
It's too realistic.
Yeah.
You got pretty big TV, Paul Harris.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Depp wants to go on tour with his band, the Hollywood Vipers. He's had this band for a long time. And we find out that Johnny Depp has a sort of a strange hobby. He likes to shoot television with rifles.
Well, that with the wife beating goes perfectly.
It was fine, absolutely. New York Post headline above the story that New York lawmakers have passed a new law allowing cremated pets can now be buried with their owner.
Mm-hmm.
New York Post headline screams, tales, T-A-I-L-S, tales from the crypt to R.I.P. with people.
Yep.
I like it. Tales of the Crypt.
Yeah, pretty
like
good.
Date history, June 10th, 1980. Richard Pryor catches on fire. His cocaine and ether bursts into flames. He and his clothes are on fire, runs almost a mile before he's put out as disfigured for the rest of his life.
You remember the bit he did about that? In the, was it Live from the Sunset Strip or the, whatever the second one was called, where he came back and he talked about that?
Yeah, it was funny as hell.
Has anybody ever taken their own personal tragedy and turned it into comedy as much as Richard Pryor could?
No.
No.
I'm looking forward to the Richard Pryor biopic. Mike Epps will play Richard Pryor. Eddie Murphy will play his dad. Oprah will play his mom. And you'll never guess who plays his wife.
I'm going to go Kerry Washington.
Kate Hudson.
Oh.
Okay.
And Ray Charles died on this date in 2004.
Okay.
And the pop quiz question. I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to sing today.
What's wrong?
I don't know that I can sing the Aloha Friday song in San Francisco.
Why?
This would be a logging Saturday.
Too much of a Southern California thing? They don't allow it in Northern California?
Hold on.
Cheryl singing?
We didn't get to the song yet.
Odds and ends, Donald Trump. Is he like a rare, very rare, well done, or very well done?
Well done.
I'll say very rare.
I'll say like his work by his contractors that he didn't pay, very well done.
He likes it very well done.
There you go.
Very well done. And finally...
This works so much better on a landline, doesn't it?
All he heard was. That was it.
All right, fine.
Wow.
Now, Knuckleheads in the News brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the free STL Taxi app and have Laclede Cab take you where you need to go. We start today in Florida, where Alan Geiger Jr. was not happy with his son, so he posted an ad on Craigslist. It read, "I have my son's truck up for sale. This is the truck I bought him as his first car. He thinks it's cool to drive around with his friends, smoking dope and acting all thug, and especially not showing me and my wife the respect we deserve. This is a vehicle we got him to finish school in and then get a decent job and get a head start on life. But he chose to throw it all away because his friends would rather have an influence on him more than me. Well, now he can put those Jordans to work to walk his ass off on those hot summer days. The truck has ice-cold air and power everything. It's dirty as hell inside and out because he didn't respect it and take pride. But it seems to drive well. Does need a few parts because it squeaks, but I just put new tires on it that he never paid me for because dope was more important. And the driver's seat doesn't come all the way up because cops kept riding by him. I wonder why. By the way, if you live on the west side of Jacksonville, I'll take $250 off the price just so he sees it every now and then to remind him of how good he had it. I have the title in hand. Come and get it." Nice, nice message from dad to son. Now we go to Guitaru, Kenya, where a rogue monkey. You ever see them at the pageant?
No.
Rogue monkeys? Oh, they're very, very tough.
Oh, I bet.
A rogue monkey got into a hydroelectric power station, tripped a transformer there. That started a cascading effect on the other generators, ended up disrupting power generation and distribution throughout the entire nation of Kenya. 4.7 million households and businesses had a blackout for at least 15 minutes, up to 3 hours because of this monkey. Before KenGen, that's what the power company's called, got the electricity turned back on. As for the monkey, it survived the incident. It's been handed over to the Kenyan Wildlife Service. The man in the yellow hat could not be reached for comment. Story number three, in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. The highway patrol says Curtis Edom drove into a sobriety checkpoint on State Highway 62. While there, the officers detected the smell of alcohol coming from the vehicle and mostly from Curtis. He admitted to officers, yeah, he had had four or five shots of liquor in the previous couple of hours, and told them, by the way, I have a pistol in the center console of the vehicle. It's at that point where the cop said, you have to get out of the car now. He and his female passenger, Rebecca Alexander, who was described as also being visibly intoxicated, both got out of the car. And that's when officers noticed that Curtis was wearing a white skirt, white leggings with pink stripes, and black high heels, and had a ribbon tied on his goatee. And that's not the oddest thing he was wearing that day. He also had a chastity belt across his junk. He failed the field sobriety test, was taken into custody, told the officers he would need a key to unlock the chastity belt before they put him in jail. He said, one key's on my keychain, which you have. The other is on her necklace. The jailers provided the keys when he arrived at the detention facility, where he was charged with DUI and possessing a weapon while intoxicated, and he was booked and released on bond of $6,500. I've read three stories about this guy. Not one has him explaining why he was wearing a chastity belt across his junk. And after reading the third story, I realized I don't care. And story number four today comes from Zubin, Poland, where the owner of a nightclub called Club Mono was planning a big military-themed party last Saturday night. He even got a tank to park in front of the building. Military-themed party, why not get a tank? Then he had a couple hours to go before the party was going to start. And he couldn't resist climbing into the tank and driving it around the dirt field outside the club. You can go on YouTube and see the video of him making some nice moves in the dirt field. And then you can see him lose control and crash the tank into the front of his nightclub. Authorities investigated the crash, determined that the club owner was not under the influence of alcohol at the time, so he wasn't charged with anything, but the entrance to Club Mono was so banged up, he had to cancel the party. Oh, as for the tank, not a dent on it. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Before we go, I have to tell you one more story that needs a little bit more amplification. It's a story from a little town called Huesca, Spain. And it's a story of a shepherd who is in charge of 1,300 sheep.
Whoa.
He was moving them from one town to another along this herding route in that part of Spain. 4:30 Tuesday morning, some people in the small town of Huesca heard some sounds. First, there was the bleating of the sheep, and then they heard this sound as well. That's the sound of the cowbells that were attached to the sheep. Or I guess at that point you have to call them sheep bells, don't you?
Right, yeah.
1,300 of them moving through the town. Imagine that sound outside your window at 4:30 in the morning. Why were they wandering through the town? Because the shepherd had fallen asleep.
Oh.
And the sheep were just wandering along on their way to who knows where.
Nobody to lead their way.
Mm-mm.
Now, here's the amazing thing to me. 1,300 sheep, one shepherd?
Yeah, really?
I'm impressed with this guy's shepherding skills. Okay, he fell asleep. It was 4:30 in the morning. I don't know why the sheep had an early alarm set, but one guy can be in charge of 1,300 sheep.
Yeah, and when are you supposed to sleep if you're that guy? You have to sleep at some point.
At some point?
Yeah.
You got to be in charge of 1,300 of them.
He's sleeping. Let's go. I'm getting the hang out of here.
He's a bad shepherd. But I've seen the video of this. That's where I got that audio from. That's actually the audio of him leading, the sheep actually walking through that town. Then the cops showed up, and they woke him up, and he was able to get them all back into one herd and lead him. Wow. And I realized in watching the video, you don't have to get 1,300 sheep to do what you want. You got to get about three.
It's the first couple.
It's the first three or four sheep. You get them to follow you. The other ones just follow along, particularly ones in the middle of the pack.
Yeah.
They're so tightly packed together when they all walk together, they didn't have a choice where to go. Are we following Jenkins again?
Yeah.
He's a bad shepherd.
Yeah.
Follow him anyway. And they do, right through the town.
It's
and
the guy that has the food, right?
and the people of the town are just happy to have the sheep bells gone, and they can go back to sleep.
Why am I so hot? It's so warm. I'm wearing this sweater.
Who said wool? Was that Jenkins said yeah. wear the wool today?
You know what I heard?
What?
Sheep.
He keeps saying, I love you. I don't think he means it the way we think he means it. Oh. He may be spelling it E-W-E. I'll be at the back of the pack if you need me.
Oh, that could be it.
That's all you need to know. That's all I got for you. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and Tim and all of us here who work on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon Friday edition, I'm Paul Harris. Have a great weekend.
Meet me.
And now here's a look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Oh, that was a little goat boy.
I know it was.
Jim Brewer came in the room for a second. Good to see you, Jim.
I thought he sounded a little more like Mr. Ed earlier.
Oh, no, that was when I do my Johnny Cash. Here's Tim.
We'll be back with more references from 50 years ago after this.
Well, put away our age, man. All right. Hey, you guys have a good week. And I'll tell you what, things are winding down for the most part. We still have a few issues remaining. If you're coming in on eastbound 4064 before Highway 141, an accident, only the right lane is open. You're slow starting now from Chesterfield Parkway West. On westbound 4064, just west of Highway 170, you've got an accident. Two left lanes are blocked, two right lanes getting through. You're jammed back to Big Bend. They have cleared the accident on southbound 55 south of Highway M, but you're still slow from Imperial, Maine. And it looks like they are signal problems on southbound 141. At 21. Now your stop and go on southbound 141 south of Manchester through 44 and then Gravois Bluffs through Highway 21. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Think Staples when you have to move for low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right price. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Frank O'Pinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with you?
Oh, great. We'd love to go on vacation with you. See the Rockies, go see the Grand Canyon, Vegas maybe, do all kinds of stuff.
No.
I'm packed and ready.
No.
Are you paying?
No, we don't want you to take these guys on vacation. We want you to take KTRS with you via the KTRS app.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Get to Kohl's Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. for early bird savings on great gifts for dad. Like 50 to 60% off Sonoma Goods for Life for the family, 50% off Izod golf apparel for dad, or give him a new electric razor just $79.99. And on top of these great sale prices, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Hours may vary by store. Select styles. Offer valid June 10th through 12th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS St. Louis.